Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief from Monday, February 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It was an up-and-down day on Wall Street as investors assessed the possibility of war between Russia and Ukraine and the prospect of interest rate increases by the Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average settled down 171 points at 34,566. The S&P 500 closed down about 17 points, and the Nasdaq lost a fraction of a point. Oil prices climbed on concerns that a war with Ukraine would curtail supplies of Russian crude. Brent oil futures jumped 2.2% to $96.48 a barrel, the highest settle price for the global crude benchmark since 2014. Other commodities were affected as well. Prices for natural gas, of which Russia is the single biggest exporter globally, rose 6.4% in the U.S. and 4.3% in Europe, while palladium, a metal that's widely used in the auto industry and heavily produced in Russia, gained nearly 7%. And shares of airlines in Europe declined after reports that several were avoiding Ukraine's airspace. British Airways owner International Consolidated Airlines Group lost 4% in the U.S. Elsewhere, software maker Splunk rose 9.1% after the Wall Street Journal reported that Cisco Systems had made a takeover offer worth more than $20 billion. Vaccine maker stocks fell as data showed the Omicron wave of COVID-19 continues to recede, and after Friday's decision by health regulators to delay a decision on authorizing the first COVID vaccine for children under 5, shares of Moderna tumbled about 12%, while Pfizer declined nearly 1.9%, and U.S.-listed shares of its partner BioNTech fell 9.6%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.